This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in St. Louis for the Sinkfield Cup. We have just finished the fifth round. Magnus Carlsen is still in the lead by a half point over Hikaru Nakamura. So tomorrow we'll have a possible three-way tie. That's if Aronian wins and Hikaru at least draws. I have with me Sabrina Chavan, and she is from England, and we have been talking about finally meeting, and so we have met, and I have her here. We're going to ask her a few questions. So, Sabrina, you're here in St. Louis. I've been following you on Twitter. You've been traveling around the United States. What's your experience been like so far here?
So I've been in America now for the last 2 months. I arrived here towards the end of July. My first stop was actually St. Louis, coming over. I came to visit Susan Polgar and her girls' invitational this year, which was a fantastic event. There were so many strong girls from all over the Americas coming to take part in this with a huge prize fund. They had like thousands and thousands of dollars of scholarship money, as well as like iPads and everything as prizes. It was a really impressive event. That was my first stop, and I came over to the St. Louis Chess Club to see what this famous chess club was like, and I was wowed by it. It was so impressive that I'm back here already now, here at the Sinkfield Cup. So I'm reporting partly for Chess Base and partly doing some YouTube videos and interviews for St. Louis Chess Club. It's been great. And in between, I've been over to New York. I managed to spend 10 days there, which has been an amazing experience. I went to see the Marshall Chess Club and all its history. So that was amazing that I got to see that. Like, you know, so many amazing players have played there, like Bobby Fischer and everything. And it's got such great history and such great style to the place. I love it. It's completely different to the St. Louis Chess Club, but both of them in itself are so different but so great at the same time for so many different reasons. I also went to California. I ran a couple of chess camps out there, so that was great. And I also was in North Carolina for the US Masters, where I finally got my Women's International Master title and Women's Grandmaster Norm. So all in all, it's been a really successful summer.
Well, it sounds like you've had a very productive trip. And will you be coming back soon?
Oh, definitely. I love America. I'm always here. I'm actually planning to come back in October. Hopefully I can get a little bit of time to come visit the Spice Cup, and then I'll be back probably for the festival that's happening in Detroit, Michigan, and then hopefully go over to California again to visit my friends there and maybe do another chess tournament over there.
Now, let me ask you a question about chess in England. I mean, you've represented the UK since you were a girl, because I remember covering your activities over there, and that was quite some time ago. Are you still active on in the chess scene in terms of playing for England?
Yes, I played. I represented England in the 2012 Olympiad in Istanbul, and you know, I've played for England several times for the women's team. As you said, I was active as a junior. I played almost every year for representing England. I think that the chess in England is not anywhere near as big as it is over here. I think I've been surrounded by the great players in St. Louis and the activity here. It does not feel the same over there. I am active. I'm looking at various things though, regards of who I'm playing for and what sort of tournaments I'm playing in. So there's not as many opportunities in England as there are in other places.
But you have an academy, or at least I remember seeing a website of you having an academy. And is that still operating, or are you expanding it, or what are your plans?
Yeah, so in the beginning of this year, I rebranded everything that I was doing. I started a new company, and it's called the London Academy of Chess and Education. So not only are we focusing on chess, a lot of the focus now is on the educational needs in schools. We run as a tutoring agency, so we find tutors for various children, for various subjects in schools, and you know, match them up with tutors, get them prepared for exams, and you know, various different levels of high school and university, undergraduate exams, but a lot of focus is on chess, and I still do run this academy. I'm still a big part of what I do.
Are there any talented juniors up and coming in England?
Yes, most definitely. Actually, one of my ex-students, she's far too good for me now. She's only 11 years old, and she's just won the British Ladies Championships. I mean, she's joint winner, but still, it's like the most tremendous achievement I've ever seen. She's only 11 years old. She's already over 1900 rating. She's and rapidly going towards 2000. She's constantly beating 2100s and above. She's just got great dedication, great style of play, amazing concentration for someone at such a young age, and she's got this record breaking achievement that she's won so many British titles in her age group, and now co-joint champion and British ladies champion. Fantastic.
So you're going to be headed back to England, and you're coming over here. It seems like you're developing some type of affection for the United States. Maybe you'll move here.
I've come to the United States quite a lot. I mean, my family and I used to go to Florida every Christmas, actually, growing up. So that was the place I was going to the most. I've always loved the way the Americans do things. They have such passion for everything. When they do something, they do it really well. So I really like the passion. I am very tempted to move over to the United States, and I've had quite a lot of offers for things. And originally, I think it was always going to be California, but now I'm looking at New York and even St. Louis. Is so impressive here with the chess scene that I'm very tempted to move over here. It's just the question is when, and as you said, my academy in London, it's doing well. I'm hoping to expand. I'm looking at really new things as well. So at the moment, I'm going to split my time between London and America, and I have very generous holidays being, you know, in the education system and being my own boss as well has its perks, so I get to travel a lot. So at the moment, I'll just be traveling to and from, and then who knows what happens in the future.
Now, let me ask you the question about your background. Mm-hmm. I know you have roots in Jamaica, and so you share that with Maurice Ashley. And there was kind of a joke online. There was a picture of you and Maurice sitting next to each other, and someone says, well, what do you think they were talking about? And then Nigel Short says, well, their common Jamaican heritage. So, do you have any type of relationship with the chess community there in Jamaica? Do you travel there at all?
I haven't been fortunate enough to go to Jamaica in quite so many years. I've been there a couple of times with my family and for holidays, but not since I was very, very young. I have recently been in touch with the guys over at the Jamaican Chess Federation, but not really had any proper talks with them yet. But I'd love to go over there and visit. I'd love to play over there and, you know, just keep my options open and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are the questions that I have, and it was good talking to you. And we finally met, and look forward to seeing you at future events. And will you be in Tromso, by the way?
I definitely hope so. Our team never gets picked until the last few months, but I'm definitely interested. I should have a very good chance of doing it. I'm probably one of the most active female players now, and I've gained 150 rating points or something in the last few months. So I'm definitely on the up, and I know that the English Federation are keen to have me in this year's European Team Championships, but hopefully, fingers crossed, I can make it to Tromso.
Well, we've been following you a long time on the Chess Drum, and we wish you success in your future endeavors in your academy, and we hope to see you real soon here in the United States.
Thank you very much, Damon, and great meeting you finally, too.
Great to meet you as well. This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're signing off.